driving to Kinsale is one of the most pleasant things you can do from Cork. I'm just passing a huge yellow road, road fixer or something. I don't know what name to put in it. I've got beautiful trees on the right of my car, and to the left, I've got the Battle of Kinsale 1601, a signpost heading off in that direction. I must admit, I've never been an expert on the Battle of Kinsale. I get confused about whether it took place in 1601 or 1603. I must check. But that's what Kinsale kind of became famous for. Although it's now more well known for food and for, you know, if you have a boat and you're, you know, you can moor it in Kinsale and sail it in Kinsale, and you can play golf in Kinsale. You can do lots of things in Kinsale. It's a terribly pretty place. And it's lovely to drive there. I must admit, I'm going along a kind of a back way to Kinsale. So it's particularly pretty because the sun is shining and casting long shadows across the road, and everywhere's so blooming green. It's when I was on holidays in France. Oh, I'm just driving over a dead badger. Yeah, somebody obviously hit a badger. Could have been yesterday, mind you. I didn't have time to check it out exactly. And I see Montbrecia on the side of the road. In case you don't know what they are, they're particular plants that grow, or flowers that grow. And I see the Kinsale International Golf Festival, a sign for it there. Most of the fields are kind of empty, really. They got a few cows in them, and I got a caution junction ahead, 300 metres. It's just a luscious part of Ireland. The Ballygooley GAA pitch, and there's a race course to the right-hand side as well. Ballygooley, that's what it's called. I'm about almost on top of Ballygooley. You drive along here. A very nice big house in there on the left-hand side. There's a sign here saying Sharp Bend. The trees are coming over the road, so you've got light coming down through the trees. So the road is kind of shadow with light shafts in the shadows. They've got potatoes and vegetables advertised. Somebody doing a little business there selling potatoes and vegetables out the side of the road. And I finally found some harvest. There's finally somebody has cut and rolled up into hay, basically being taken away. So at least something's done. Irish agriculture isn't very intensive, not in comparison with any other country's agriculture that I'm familiar with. But got luscious sides of the road here with fit for wildlife. It's as if this countryside is one big conservation area, really. Oh, there's those red robins that we have in our house. And I'm in behind a tractor. I wondered how long it would be before I'd be stuck in behind a tractor. So this little tractor has got a grain spreader behind it, and I hope the car in front is going to overtake, otherwise we're going to be stuck here. Okay, let's get the foot down here and go up a hill past this guy. Yeah, I'm now in Kinsale, just hitting it, and it means that very soon I'm going to just hit a sight of the sea. But if you get a chance to go to Kinsale, go by a back road. It really does give you a bit of a flavour for countryside. Yeah, the sides of the road, you know, festooned, I suppose, is the word, with weeds and with nettles and with ivy and with things I don't know the names of. I'm on my way to a hotel, which is a bit like, you know, going the opposite direction. Down here, 1.5 kilometres into Kinsale. And I know I'm going to come down a lovely hill, and I'm going to see the harbour in front of me. There's one or two manufacturing places out around here. There are international pharmaceutical companies that manufacture stuff here. Yeah, I'm gonna go on the R605 back into Kinsale now. And this is what I was talking yesterday to somebody about. Why did West Cork get a reputation for food? How did it come about? And they suggested to me that it began in Kinsale, something I'm skeptical about myself, but it may be true. That Kinsale is certainly today a hub of restaurants. And, you know, it's not exactly like Rick Stein's place over there in North Devon, which is much, much smaller in comparison, if I remember, than here. But that's it. Where is it twinned with? It's usually these places. Newport, Rhode Island, it twinned with. Kinsale twinned with Newport, Rhode Island. That'd be a nice place to go to. It's a public car park on the left-hand side as I go in. I'm looking for the Carton Hotel. Anyway, look, it was just nice to try a little bit of appreciation of the countryside as I was driving through it. I don't know, I see fuchsia there, by the way, in case you're wondering why I didn't mention fuchsia. But I'm now in Kinsale. Bye.